dictation for Tina, T-I-N-A, McCormick, M-C-C-O-R-M-I-C-K, April 1363. Address as a letter to Dr. Anne, A-N-N-E, Merrick, M-A-R-I-C, Wiggins, W-I-G-G-I-N-S. Dear Dr. Wiggins, follow-up for Mrs. McCormick with prior acute kidney injury requiring dialysis, complications of ascending cholangitis from biliary stone, kidney function improved, dialysis catheter removed March the 4th. She's been followed through University of Michigan. There have been at least two procedures, March 19 to March 20. And then a few days after, they have removed some stones. She has received antibiotics for Klebsiella and Enterococcus faecium, F-A-E-C-I-U-M, with bacteremia. The stress testing was negative before these procedures, given that back in January, at the time of all these events developing, there was a demand ischemia. The gallbladder stone was exchanged. ERCP was done with lithotripsy, extraction of many stone fragments, a new plastic stent on the left duct, DUCT. They did a biliary sphincterotomy, as well as a prophylactic pancreatic duct stent, and receive augmenting. Right now, she's feeling much better. Her voice getting stronger. The IV-related ulceration and thrombosis on the right upper extremity is stable, no anticoagulation. Appetite is improving, no vomiting, no dysphagia, no diarrhea, normal bowel movements, good urine output, no edema, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea. There are plans for open gallbladder surgery April 26 at Midland. Present medications, insulin pump, thyroid replacement vitamins. Next paragraph, blood pressure 128/72, weight 140, lungs are clear, no respiratory distress, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap. The bile drain looks clear, no abdominal distension, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are March 24, with a creatinine of 1.22, GFR of 50, normal potassium acid base, low sodium at 135, low protein, low albumin, corrected calcium normal, minor increase alkaline phosphatase, other liver function tests are normal. Anemia 10.4, normal white blood cell, low platelets at 119. Most recent urine, 1 plus of protein, trace of blood, last phosphorus not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Please refer to my consultation note and progress note when she was in the hospital back in January, February. Otherwise, recent acute kidney injury, ATN, at the time of septic shock, ascending cholangitis related to biliary stone obstruction, off dialysis, catheter removed, present CKD stage 3. We'll see what will be her best number on the next few months. Presently not symptomatic, good urine output, no volume overload, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Still active issues, as indicated above, with plan for gallbladder surgery on the next few weeks. Blood pressure is stable. Minor low sodium representing free water. Minor abnormalities on the liver. After recent ERCP, developed another episode of liver function test abnormalities and bacteremia treated appropriately with good response. There is anemia, but does not require EPO treatment. Multifactorial low platelets. Chemistry will be done in a regular basis. I will see her back after surgery and recovery. She asked if she needs to go back to any ACE inhibitors or ARBs. I will do that once the surgical events are completed. She has insulin-dependent diabetes and probably a component of diabetic nephropathy and low-level proteinuria. There is no need for EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders. Plan to see her back on the next 3 months. All questions answered. End of dictation.